Hello everyone, this is the Climate Voices podcast and I'm your host Omesa Mukaya. I'm excited to welcome you to the third episode of this Voices of the Future series that we started recently that is sharing and shining a spotlight on young trailblazers that are leading the way in solving the problems that we are facing today in the environment and challenges that we have like pollution and climate change and environmental degradation. Joining us today on this third episode is a remarkable young high school student that I've been working with for the past couple of months, who is a passionate advocate of environmental organizing and a member of the Youth Action Collaborative program that is spearheaded by Clean Water Action that I am working with. Yeah, so welcome to the show, Addison.
Hi, I'm Addison McQueen. Thank you so much for having me, Omesa.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here. And before we dive into the conversation, can you briefly introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at the moment and what kind of sparked your interest in environmental advocacy or environmental organizing?
Yes. So my name is Addison McQueen and I'm a junior at Malden High School. I'm also a part of the Youth Action Collaborative, which Omesa runs. And I have always been connected to nature. My family is a very like outdoors family. So I always am in nature and doing things with nature. And so I guess I've always been like environmentally aware of what was happening. My family, like I said, is very like civically engaged. And so every opportunity we have to go do something, we do. We've done a lot of trash pickups around the city and we live off grid in the woods during the summer. And so I've learned a lot about composting and recycling like rainwater and filtering systems. And so just the family that I was raised in and the environment that I was raised in has helped me become like an environmentally conscious person. And it's sort of sparked my love of nature and the environment, and it makes me want to be active and be ready to help change the world for the better.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, where I was raised in also kind of shaped who I am and how my journey to environmental advocacy started. So I'm glad that that also sparked your interest in all the things that you've mentioned, from composting and living off grid during the summer, and that being one of the things that has like kind of sparked your interest in this journey. So is there like one pivotal moment that you can say this is the one thing that led you to be involved directly in environmental organizing as a young person?
I think it would probably be going around the city and picking up trash with my dad. It was a random morning and we just realized how much trash there was on our street. And so we went and we picked a bunch of it up and it made me think like, oh, this is not good. Like, there shouldn't even be this much trash on the street anyway. And then I kind of knew that I wanted to do something environmentally and I wanted to make sure that that wasn't going to happen again, even if it wasn't like specifically litter and trash, but all of the problems that we're facing right now as like a community and as a world, I wanted to be part of the change that would make it better.
In your introduction, you mentioned that you're part of the Youth Action Collaborative. Can you briefly talk about that and what your experience has been for the past couple of months with that program and any specific skills that you have learned or any issue that you're found of interest? Because I know we have gone through a couple of issues that we are, you know, working on at Clean Water Action, but is there like specific one that like you can say this is something that I'm really interested in, or like specific, you know, things that you've picked up from that program that you think are going to be helpful in your future career or your journey as an environmental organizer?
Yeah, so the Youth Action Collaborative has been a great program for me, and not only have like I learned a lot of skills when it comes to organizing, but I've also just learned about a lot of topics in general, and I got the opportunity to go out and do things like we went to World Asthma Day, and I thought that was a really cool opportunity, and I don't think I would have even known about it if I wasn't part of this collaborative team. one of the main things that we learned about that just caught my attention and just really drew me in was PFAS. And so someone came in and talked about PFAS and the effects that it has. And I don't know why, but it really just stuck with me. And I've been very aware of what I've been doing around that. And I've done research on the bill that they're trying to pass in Massachusetts to help get rid of all the PFAS that are still legally circulating around the system. And it's just a really interesting topic that I didn't know anything about before this. And now I know a lot about it. And I'm very thankful for that.
When we were wrapping up our Youth Participatory Action Research Project on Thursday, I listened to you explain that, and that was remarkable, given that I myself started learning about PFAS a couple of months ago, and the kind of knowledge you have attained at the moment. And I looked at the poster that you created. That was really fascinating, and how you talk about that to the young people and any other person that doesn't know much about PFAS. And PFAS, for those who don't know, are toxic chemicals that are literally in everything that we know how to hear from the, you know, food wrappers and almost in everything. But we're trying to see what we can do to ban that. Like you mentioned, there's a billion places to ban all the PFAS. And I'm glad that you have learned about that and, you know, other organizing skills. And thanks for also coming to the World Asthma Day. I also thought that was a pretty fascinating and interesting activity for us to take part in, and especially addressing air quality issues and things like asthma that are impacting especially low-income communities or communities of color and other broader issues of environmental justice. So during your journey, as you mentioned, you started working with your dad and, you know, picking trash. Are there some things you can call triumphs that you can share with everyone that, you know, I did this and this and I thought this was a really big win for myself in my journey in environmental organizing?
Yeah, I think that some of the bigger wins for myself would be having the opportunity to educate people like I did on a topic that I'm really passionate about, and also learning different skills like composting and successfully working with that. I also think that just a huge part of my journey has been this Youth Action Collaborative organization. And so I think just having that opportunity to have it, I would say that's one of the biggest ones that I've had in my journey. And it really sparked where it's going to take me over the next few years and over the rest of my life. So I think that that would be the biggest win, just having my teacher recommend me to this program and have myself applied to it. And I think that was the best choice I could have made for my environmental change journey.
And we certainly lucky to have you on the program, and it's been amazing for the past couple of months. We look forward to seeing what you'll be doing in future. Do you have an idea if you want to like be involved more in environmental organizing in future, even as probably sometime you go to college? Are you planning to still remain in this journey, or is there any specific thing, for instance, you say you're going to be involved in for a long time?
The major that I want to go after in college would be environmental studies, probably a hands-on aspect of humanities or sustainability. I want to try to help people hands-on ways for as long as I can. I know that I have a lot of inspiration from my parents. They went on like service trips and they helped build orphanages and wells. And so I've always been inspired by them, and I want to do something like that and have the opportunity to do something like that. So I think that, with this program and with all of the things I've been doing in the past, I just have really resonated with the fact that I want to do environmental change and environmental justice for the rest of my life and for my main career.
That's amazing. We wish you all the best, and definitely we will stay in touch and find out how your journey is going. And if there's any help you'll need in future, we'll always be willing and be available to support. Are there any challenges you've faced in this journey?
I think that something that I've always personally struggled with is just the idea of trying new things and putting myself out there. I have a lot of things in my life that are pretty stable and that I've been doing since I was a little kid. And so I found those passions and I haven't had to expand my passion. But as I'm growing older, I'm finding new things that I'm interested in, like environmental action and environmental change. And so it's forced myself to put myself out there a little more. And I think that's a hard thing For me, even just joining the collaborative group was a whole like process that I had to go through, and that I had to convince myself that it would be good if I joined it, even though I was scared to try something new. So I think the hardest part for me in this journey is just putting myself out there and trying to do new things and find new opportunities to do. And now that I've started to do that a little more, it's making it easier to go out there and try to find those opportunities, but it's still something that I struggle with that I hope I'll get better at.
Certainly, everyone is always scared of trying something new. I was always scared of starting this podcast. I think I've shared this with someone before in one of the episodes, is that when I recorded the first episode, it took me, I think, probably 2 or 3 months before I aired it out, because I wasn't sure if I wanted people to listen to my voice, and I wasn't sure about anything. But then we always have to start somewhere, and you never discover new horizons unless you're willing to lose sight of the shore. So go out there, take the risks, and learn what the future has in store. And I'm glad that you already found somewhere to start. You started with the program, and we have been proud to have you, because you've been one of our most active participants, and you've added a lot of value to the program. So in case you think twice about starting anything in future, think about the YC program and go for it. Yeah, so I know young people have been currently involved in a lot of activities around the world, and especially taken over the climate advocacy and climate organizing journey. How do you envision the future of our planet, and do you think the young people have a particular role they have to play in this?
I think that I have a fairly optimistic look on what our future looks like, because I choose to believe that the people who are working right now and the people that they're getting to start working are doing things for the better and making the change, and that everyone who's interested is helping. And so I believe that we can fix the problems that we've started, and that with the help of all of the youth that's coming up in this climate action, we can all work together to try and fix this. I think that the combination of the knowledge of the past generation with all of the things that are going on, and the passion and the strength of the younger generation coming into this new sense of helping everything with the climate, I think that with the combination of the two of those, we can make a difference. And I think the role that youth play is just that push at the long end, that drive and determination to make a change and to make it better. I think that they'll really come in handy with that. And I believe I'm one of the people who wants to make a change and wants to make a difference and will push to see that difference be made.
I love that the young people are standing up and, you know, speaking through to power and seeking change, especially speaking through policymakers. Is there anything you think the older generation or the policymakers, for instance, or the government or anyone who's involved can do to support this future? And I like that you mentioned about optimism, because we have had a lot of stories about bad things that are happening. You know, looking around what is happening in the world, all we see it's people losing hope and not seeing if there's anything to live for. But is there anything that you think, for example, the older generation or policymakers, for example, our representatives can do to support this journey?
I think providing the younger generation with the chance and with the support that they need to be backed up through this would be a huge part that the older generation can do. And so the representatives and the people of the state houses and everyone who has the legal power to change something, I feel like if they're very open-minded, even if they don't necessarily agree with what we're asking them to do, I think if they keep an open mind and are willing to understand what we're trying to ask of them, it'll be easier to communicate and get plans across and make a difference if everyone is actively just trying to do the best thing, even if there are conflicting ideas between what the best thing for the future of this planet is. If we all are trying to do that, it can be easier to come to a solution and to compromise and to actually have change happening instead of being so dismissive and so ignorant to what is happening. The planet is going where it's going no matter what. It's just a matter if we can change what's happening. If we don't do anything, we're just going to see it get worse.
And we don't want to see it get worse because we want a better future for the young people and for the future generations. And we actually the generation that will act to change that and to make sure that we have a better planet. Because whether you like it or not, we're going to live for a long time. So we don't want to live for a long time in an unsustainable planet. So like you mentioned about your journey before, you know, how you are fearing getting into this space, and perhaps you said that your son's teacher, Ms. Maglio, made the recommendation for you to join the program. For you, you were involved in some of the initiatives, like you mentioned, from composting. But there are young people out there who are really interested but don't know where to start. But what advice can you give to any young person out there that wants to be involved, for example, in environmental organizing or any other cause that they care about, but they really don't know where to start, or they're being skeptical about starting, or they're fearing putting themselves out there? Is there any advice you can give to that person, for instance?
I definitely feel like one of the harder things about joining a program and being part of something is just the act of starting it. And like I was saying before, I am one of those people who it's really hard for me to start things. And so the advice that I would give is to find a person or a group of people who support you and will push you to do better, whether it's your parents or your friends or teacher. I know that a lot of the opportunities I've got this year have really been pushed by that my support group of people who just convinced me that I should take it and that I should do it. And every single time I've been very grateful for that, and I've had such a good time with whatever that opportunity was. I think putting yourself out there is hard, and to get over that, you just need to do it once, and the more you do it, the easier it'll become. So having that group of support people, no matter who they are, is always really good for a person, and it really just makes the experience so much more when you know you have people cheering you on.
Absolutely. Any young person out there that is listening to this, just put yourself out there. It will only be challenging for the first time, but once you get started, you never look back. And there are all the resources that we have out there to support. Put yourself out there, and there are, like Addison mentions, there are support groups. Find someone who's doing something that you're interested in and seek for support from them. Is there anything that you have learned, you know, during this journey that has kind of surprised you somehow?
I guess part of me is surprised on how many branches of action that could result of being part of a program and having an idea. I feel like I only knew of trying to legally change things and protests and things like that. But even just like educating people and small events that are orchestrated, they're all acts of environmental engagement and change. And so I guess I was just surprised by how many things you can do. If you're not comfortable going in front of hundreds of people and just giving a speech, you can make a poster and circulate it across the internet and inform people that way. And I guess it's just amazing how many different ways you can still be part of an action and make a change, even if it's not how you thought it was going to be. And I also, on this journey, I was really surprised by how much knowledge I gained. I feel like coming into this program and coming into this year in general, I had no idea how much I was going to learn and how much I would want to learn about this. So I think it was just really good for me as a person and me as a person going into environmental studies that I could still learn so much more than I thought I could.
We always end up learning more than we thought, and we always surprise ourselves about how much we actually know before getting started. But like you said, you have to get started for you to realize what you're into and what you actually know. So again, I want to make this emphasis. Any young person that wants to be involved in the first step is to get started, and the rest will just take care of itself. Yeah, so we're coming to the end of this, and I wanted to ask if you have any last words you want to say to anyone who's watching this. Do you have any last parting shot you want to say to anyone, especially the young people? I know it's very important for the young people to hear from other young people. One I know you know Jonathan from Weston High School. He was in the last episode, and one thing he said is when young people speak, everyone listens. So your voices are very important and they really do matter. And that's why I said that on this special series that we started for the young people, we're highlighting and shining a spotlight on what you are doing and making sure that your voices are amplified and everyone listens to what you're saying. So that's why I'm asking if like you have any, you know, last words or like call to action you want to put out to anyone, not just the young people, but everyone or anyone else who's listening to this podcast.
I think the last piece of advice I would say is that it only gets harder to start the longer you put it off. So when you get opportunities and you get a chance to do something or say something or whatever it is, you have to take it, because that chance might not come up again. And even if you don't have an opportunity, you can make your own opportunities. It's always possible to go find somebody that feels the same way as you do and start something together.
I love that. If you don't find any opportunity, create your own opportunity. Someone once said, it's a funny quote, they say if everyone always keeps saying about wanting to have a seat at the table, but it's other people's table. And if you can't find a seat at the table, create your own table and have all of it to yourself. So if you don't find any opportunities out there, just create your own spaces and get started. And there are always people who are willing to support that journey, and there are all the resources that we have out there. So put yourself out there. It only gets harder, like you mentioned, when you start, but once you start, you never look back. So thank you so much, Addison, again for doing this. It's been a pleasure having you on the show and, you know, listening to your amazing journey and success story. And thank you for finding time to be here and for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much again. Thanks everyone for listening in. This is the Climate Voices podcast, and as a reminder, this is a special series called The Voices of the Future that we started is specifically sharing success stories of young people like Addison, who are involved in organizing from a young age, from high school. I wasn't involved in this myself until I got to college, but there's a significance in sharing some of these stories and amplifying them and making sure that everyone listens to what young people are saying. And like I said before, so one young person said, when young people speak, everyone listens. So we are going to make sure that all your voices are heard, everyone out there listens to what you're saying, and we'll push them to act. Yeah, thank you so much again. This is the Climate Voices podcast, and I'm your host, Omesa Mukaya.